Hello, welcome to the Surrender Break Room for Business Owners. I am Dr. Celeste Owens, author, speaker, and leader of the Global Surrender Movement. And I like to say that surrender is simply doing God's will His way all the time. So glad that you're tuning in and have this conversation today. I know how it can be as a business owner. I've been in business now for 8 years, actually a little bit longer than that, because I've been doing what I do now for about 8 years, but even prior to that, I was in private practice, so I totally understand business and how it can be sometimes even stressful to be an entrepreneur. And I want to talk a little bit about that today, about that anxiety that can build up, because as you know, it starts and it ends with you, or at least that's the way we approach business a lot of times. But I want to remind you today that you have God and you have Him who you can rest and lean on, and He can help you through all of the ebb and flow of business. So as you know, I'm going to be coming on, hanging out with you each and every Monday morning. And I just want to be here to help you start your day, help you to get your week started off right so that you can really hit the ground running, succeeding in an amazing way each and every week. So make sure you hang out with me each Monday. But today, I just have on my heart that I want to talk to you about surrendering your plans. So surrendering your plans. Now, that might sound kind of crazy for anyone in business, because you know the saying says, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So we don't want to, or at least I don't want to give you the impression that plans are bad. But what I do want you to understand is that plans are to be made, but they are also to be surrendered back to God so that we can allow His greater power to really take form and really take root in our life and really bring us to a place of expectancy that He has for us. So again, you can plan, then you can plan some more. I'm like one of those big planning kind of people, but I've gotten to the place now where I just invite God to close any door that is not for me. Lord, I'm planning this, but you are so welcome to change the directory and the trajectory of the direction I'm going in. You are welcome to change that. You're welcome to close a door. And when doors get closed, I have to remind myself, you know you invited God to close that door, right? So stop tripping and keep it moving. So again, we're talking today about surrendering your plans. And as I mentioned, stress can be part of just being in entrepreneurship, and attached to stress, of course, is anxiety. But anxiety is not the place that you want to reside, because anxiety can produce all kind of physiological problems, and then you can run into health problems. So you might start out just thinking in your mind, but the more you think in your mind, the more negative thinking that you do, you put so much stress on the organs of your body that eventually they can't keep up with the amount of stress that you are bringing on. And then you start to get disease in the body. I tell people, by the time you get to the place where you are diseased, it's your body telling on you, because disease, most every disease starts in the mind, because the word reminds us, so as a man thinks, so is he. So thinking and really getting control of your thinking, I should say it that way, is huge for you, huge for the business owner, because you're going to have to get to the place where you keep your mind well so that you keep your body well, and then you can stay in business. That's the whole point. You need a great body to take you around and keep you well. So as we talk about this today, I want to give you a couple things to think about. One is it talks about in Proverbs 16:9, a man's heart plans his ways, but the Lord orders his steps. I love that scripture, because it talks about how we, as these creative, amazing beings, can certainly plan, but we should be in a place where we allow God to really order and direct our steps. The word also reminds us that we should cast all of our cares, all of our anxiety on Him, because He cares for us. So think about it today, and I want you to think about this even through the week. What things are you worrying about? What things are you stressing out about? What ideas, just really amazing ideas, has God planted in your heart, and now you're trying to figure out how to make it happen? That is so me. I'm just telling on myself. That is so me. So my first suggestion for you today is to let a God idea unfold in its time. So that's my first suggestion today. As we, you know, these amazing business leaders, and we have all these amazing, great ideas, I'm just suggesting today, because I've had to live this out myself, let a God idea unfold in its time. So I often find for myself that when God tells me he's going to do something, I'm like all excited and pumped up. And then I try to figure out how to help God make it happen. Don't be like me. Release your plans back to God. Just say, yes, Lord, I think that's wonderful. That's awesome. That's great. And I give it back to you. And you know what is so amazing about me even being here to have this conversation with you on Elite Conversations and having this podcast is because I put this out in the atmosphere November of 2019. I put it out in the atmosphere. God, I want to have another platform other than Periscope. That's where I've been for like the last 3 or 4 years. I want to have a different platform, God. All I did was put it out there. I wrote it in a journal. That was it. I didn't think any more about it. Well, maybe a couple times, but I wasn't stressing about it. See, that's the kind of, that's the way God wants us to be. He wants us to put our desires out there and then not stress about it. So I put it out there. That's what I want to do, God. And four months later, I get this amazing call, or maybe it was an email from Elite Conversations saying, hey, you know, we watched or whatever it was. We heard about what you're doing, and we would love to invite you to be a part of this podcast experience. And I'm like, OMG, look at God. I didn't have to make a thing happen. I didn't have to go build a platform. And you know what's interesting? After I had made that suggestion to God, I did go to look to see how I could build a podcast. You know how much work that takes? And I'm a business owner pretty much by myself with a few people. Too much work. So I'm just letting you know that you can let a God idea unfold in his time, and he's not going to forget about you. He's going to come through. So take a break with me right now, and I'll be right back to tell you the second suggestion I have as you release all your cares to God. Greetings. This is Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker and leader of the Global Surrender Movement. I want to invite you to participate in our 2020 Global Surrender Fast and get ready to experience miracles, signs, and wonders as you join in prayer and fasting with business owners and laypersons from around the globe. This year, in celebration of our 10th year anniversary of hosting the Surrender Fast, we are inviting you to participate with 40,000 other fasters. Yes, you heard me right. 40,000, that's what we're believing God for, to be in prayer and fasting, seeking God's face for your business, for your team, everything that God has in store for you. So that fast will happen September 21st to October 30th, and you can register at SurrenderFast2020.com. Come and be a part of this great experience.
Hey everybody, it's your girl, Charlotte Van Horn with Locks Forever. I'm extending an invitation to you to check out our new podcast, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. This is a high energy, keeping it real and relevant podcast for natural hair enthusiasts, service providers, and business owners. We will talk about everything from tender heads to how to build a tough natural hair business. If you're starting a natural hair business, this is the podcast for you. It's informative, fun, with a twist of humor, inspiration, and feeling of sitting around the table talking with your best friends. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 p.m. You will not be disappointed.
Welcome back. Thanks so much for hanging out with me in the break room on today. And today we're talking about surrendering your plans. That might sound a little bit scary, but it's a good thing to do. And I have just had such great success living out this whole philosophy of surrender. And we say that surrender is doing God's will, his way, all the time. Not always easy to do, but it is so crucial if you're going to be a success in this world. If you're going to do the things that he has called for you to do, you're going to have to surrender your plans to him. And that's what we're talking about today. And I told you just a moment ago that my first suggestion for you is that you let a God idea unfold in its time. And I was telling you, even me being here having this chat with you on a podcast is really a God idea that I had in my heart last November. And some 4 months later, I get the call or email or text. I don't know what it was. I get something to say, hey, you know, we heard about you. We'd love for you to be a part of this experience. You can come through your podcast. And I'm just like, look at God. God is so amazing. And when he gives you an idea, you don't have to make it happen. And I think some of us get the idea that we have to make it happen. Guess what? You don't. You have a partner in business. You need to get to the place where you're saying, God is the CEO. He's the CEO, and I'm here assisting God in this amazing plan. It takes some of the pressure off when you approach it that way. So that's what I've been doing, or at least trying to each and every day, give the plans back to God and let him unfold it. I hear some of you now saying, well, the Bible says faith without works is dead. I totally agree with you. Faith without works is dead. I wouldn't go against the Bible. I wouldn't dare contradict what the scripture says, but you have to say, what works does he want me to do right now? Yes, I have all these amazing ideas. Yes, he has put these in my heart, but what is his timing? What works do I need to be doing now so that I am graced to do them, that I am productive and not stressed out? What are the things that I need to be working on right now? And sometimes, oftentimes, it's not even related to that thing that's in your heart. That's just God previewing what he's going to do down the line. But you do need to be prepared. And that's a whole nother conversation. But you do need to be prepared. So my second suggestion for reducing anxiety that may come with things that appear to be stressful, my second suggestion is you need to close one door to allow another door to happen. So sometimes we're so busy as business owners, piling things on our plate, one thing after another, after another, after another, that we don't make room for the new things to come into our lives. So you have to be willing to close the door on the things that have ended its season in order to make room for something else to come. Because as a business owner, you only can do so much. There are only so many days, so many hours, I should say, in the day. So many hours, and 8 of those hours should be used for sleep. So let's just put a pause right there. You need to be getting your rest. So you can't do 24 hours worth. And even if you could, you only should pile on so much onto your plate. So when you close one door, another door opens. When a season has ended, and I am a living witness, and some of you might be listening right now and wonder why you're so stressed out. Sometimes a season has just ended, and with that season leaving, you're losing your passion, and more importantly, you're losing the grace to do it, because a lot of times we think we're operating in our own strength. No, not at all. We are actually being graced and lifted up by God to do what we're doing. So when that grace leaves, oh my goodness, you are like walking through mud, sand, something. This is the hardest thing to walk through, trying to lift something out that has ended its season. And again, you got to close the door. And even if I take it back to me having this podcast and being part of Elite Conversations, when I started having this thought about moving platforms, I was still holding tight to the other platform, still holding tight, still on that platform every day. And I wasn't making room for the new thing to come. But when I actually literally had to step back and stop turning on that recording and stop pushing out that information, which was good information, then I opened up a door for the new to come into my life. You have to be willing to close a door. Even if some of you business owners, I'm just giving this to you for free. If you're driving around in a car that is barely taking you around, maybe it's time to close the door on that car. I just recently had to do that. That's why I'm using that as an example. But I had a car, 15 years old, had done me well. that car at Dummy Well, stopped paying the car note long time ago. It was already paid off, owned the car. But 15 years later, it was time to let the car go. It broke down on me a couple of weeks ago. And I remembered listening to Steve Harvey on one of his YouTube videos. And he said his mother had told him, Steve, when you get rid of that old car, the new car is going to show up. And he didn't believe her. He said it took him months to realize, oh, I'm going to get rid of this old car. And his new car showed up. And that's what I did. I finally said goodbye to my old car. I actually took a selfie with my old car and said, you've been good to me. You're not coming back home with me. You're going to the shop and I'm not picking you back up. Do you know 5 days later, my new car is here. 5 days later, I get my new car. I'm riding around in it. I'm so excited because I was willing to close the door. So all of that stress and anxiety that you might be experiencing might be because a season has ended. So let me encourage you today to end the season well and keep it moving because new things are on the horizon for you. One affirmation I say, and let me end with that, an affirmation I say every day for the most part is, my name is being dropped in an unusual place. I just want you to think about that this week. If any anxiety comes, I don't know how I'm going to do this and that. I don't know where the money's coming from. I don't know what opportunity or how I'm going to get that opportunity or speaking engagement, whatever it is. I just want you to say, you know what, God? No matter what, I know my name is being dropped in an unusual place, and God will do that for you, and he will open up doors for you, but you got to have faith. So make sure you catch me each and every Monday morning, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Surrender Break Room for business owners. It's going to be a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and then reengage the world with a whole new perspective. Also, be sure to catch us on our website. Go to surrenderfast2020.com. We are having our global Surrender Fast starting in September. We would love for you to be a part of the experience. So make sure you catch us again, surrenderfast2020.com. Be blessed.